Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Get a quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Mint Mobile. For a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Say goodbye to jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/freak. That's mintmobile.com/freak. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/freak. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on their first 3-month plan only. Speeds are slower above 40 gigabytes on an unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
It is time once again for a little Freakonomics Radio, that moment of your lives every couple of weeks when we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. It is the hidden side of what? Of, yes, everything. Dubner, how are you?
Hey, Kai, I'm great. Listen, I sent you a little something this week. You wanna open it up?
Okay. All right. Here we go. It's, oh my God, it's heavy, first of all.
Also, it is heavy?
Oh my God, yes. Also, Jesus, Dubner. Also in a bag. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
It's Heineken. It's a little mini keg of Heineken. It's one of those, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in the Marketplace refrigerator.
Don't thank me too much, Kai. I'm actually just trying to save myself a little money because, as you know, Election Day is next week.
All right, yeah, fine. But much as I like my beer, what does Election Day have to do with it?
Well, as it turns out, Election Day and beer inflation sometimes travel together. So here's Jeffrey Kubik, an economist at Syracuse University.
All right.
Basically, the year after an election, there tends to be beer tax increases. So if you are throwing your kegger during the year after an election, you're probably going to be paying more.
Right. See, Kai, the idea is that incumbent politicians may not want to hike beer taxes before an election,
right,
since the beer drinking constituency is pretty sizable. So
yep,
the taxes come later.
It's weird, but it kind of makes sense.
Oh, it gets weirder, Kai.
It always does, man. It always does with you.
That's my purpose
that's
here.
Right.
But, you know, most people, when they look at elections, they focus on the obvious winners and losers. That
yeah,
is the candidates themselves. We, however, this week went looking for some strange side effects of elections. And believe it or not, there's a growing body of academic research on this. So here, in order of appearance, are Ben Olken, Spiros Skouras, and Arka Ghosh.
In the period leading up to elections, we find greater evidence of deforestation.
In Greece, the area burnt on an election year is 2.5 times the size burnt on a non-election year.
Crime is lowest in an election year, and it rises right after an election for elections in India.
All right, so Dubner, that's a lot of stuff. We'll go the last one first, because that's the one that stuck. The crime drop in India. Incumbents, I imagine, want to show they're tough on crime, so they do more policing, so crime goes down before an election.
Exactly right. And not just in India, but around the world here as well. Yep.
All right, so deforestation and wildfires, though, help me out.
Well, in Indonesia, where that clip is about, illegal logging is big business. The researchers who looked at this theorized that logging companies bribe incumbents during the season to look the other way. The wildfires in Greece, similar story. You can't legally develop forested land there unless it's been burned by a wildfire. So again, the theory goes that developers burn the land on purpose, knowing that the incumbents that they support just won't quite notice.
I know what this is. This is unintended consequences, right?
That's exactly right. You know, elections produce all kinds of consequences that are in no way an official plank on anyone's platform. And next week, with an off-year election, we might see the special interests who are always jockeying for influence have even more influence than usual. Here's Sarah Anzia from Stanford University.
When elections are held at weird times, like a city election held in the odd-numbered years, the people who really care about the election outcome are going to turn out to vote, meaning that each successfully mobilized voter goes much farther toward tipping the election outcome when turnout is low.
Right. So, Kai, ANZIA found that teachers' unions, for instance, do incredibly well in places that hold school board elections in off years. In those districts, teachers get paid 3 to 4% more.
You're right. It's the disproportionate impact thing. Fewer people voting, your vote counts more, in theory.
That's exactly right. Now, we've argued before in Freakonomics that voting generally matters a lot less than people think in a presidential election, let's say. Mm-hmm. But next week with off-year elections, you can have more influence than usual, and then you can, you know, go out and celebrate your influence with a cheap keg party,
guy. With your beer. That's right. All right. Vote early, vote often. Freakonomics.com is the website. Stephen Dubner, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, man.
My pleasure. Thanks, Guy. Hey, we want to hear the stories of the weird election effects that have gone on in your backyard. So give us your feedback. Would you go to Freakonomics.com/radio and click the talk back box? Thanks a lot.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Oh, morning. How'd you sleep?
Amazing.
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 When did they get here?
I didn't even notice.
Mommy, I want pancakes.
Get the best sleep of your life with a little help from the experts at Ashley. Discover the all-new Tempur-Adapt Collection by Tempur-Pedic. Designed with body-conforming technology and motion absorption that helps minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt Collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.